Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Help and Hope for Families, a radio ministry to help marriages and families thrive. I'm Tim Tucker on the Family Life's affiliate staff here in the Pittsburgh area, and with us tonight are Scott and Catherine Mercer, part of our great Pittsburgh Family Life team. Let's hear it for the team.
Yay!
Yay!
And Tom and Pam Jones are with us. Tom's an associate pastor and licensed Christian counselor, and Pam is a real estate agent in the Pittsburgh area. So welcome back to the microphones once again.
Thanks, Tim.
Everyone.
Good to be here again.
Yes.
As we talk about a topic of advice for engaged couples. Wouldn't we have all liked to have had more advice before we got married?
Yes.
I'd have a clue.
You know, they say, what, love is blind, but marriage is an eye-opener?
Isn't
that what they say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, couples considering a marriage need a firm biblical foundation on which to stand on. There's no doubt about that. A rock, a solid rock to cling to.
Yeah.
When the storms come their way, and they will come, do I hear an amen to that?
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Amen. So tonight we want to come to grips with some biblically based advice that will guide a couple into oneness with God and with each other. So, Tom, when you're asked to give premarital counseling to a couple interested in getting married, what advice do you give to them in the counseling sessions?
Well, certainly we want to look at it from the scriptural standpoint about, you know, we want to make sure are we equally yoked, not being of her believer, not being unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Work on focusing on magnifying the Lord in your marriage, mm-hmm. from Psalm 34:3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name forever. And that's one of the things marriage does, is it brings glory to God, who created marriage. Explicitly trust in the Lord with all things, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And maybe at a later time we can go into this in more detail, but one of the things that I work with pre-married couples is understanding and recognizing the elephant in the relationship, which is woundedness in their lives, and how do they work those together. So there's certainly the spiritual aspect, but then there's also the life experience aspect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, Tom, and I think you shared this with us before, you know, when we marry someone or prepare to marry someone, we're marrying all of their past,
mm-hmm,
as well.
Yeah.
So plenty of time to have conversation and share with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'd also say not the best idea, certainly biblically, to move in with one another.
Mm-hmm.
That is leading to so much physical temptations, mm-hmm. and other ways that we compromise the relationship. Some of the things that Scott and I really enjoyed, and I'm happy to say God really blessed this, is spending time in God's Word together. We had early on a really wonderful Bible study together. We were part of a small group, a college and career group that we really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And it got us out with other people. And so we were not just putting, mm-hmm. the spotlight or the magnifying glass on just ourselves. I actually began attending church where Scott attended. So I was hearing good biblical teaching and being encouraged through the power of the Spirit because I had made a commitment to Christ. And that would give us the fruit of the Spirit that would impact our relationship going forward. I'd also say one wonderful thing, too, to do is hang out with other married couples.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are just a little bit ahead of you that can encourage you, maybe give you some, you know, creative ideas about how to go through challenges that may come, and they can be transparent with you. It's just another way of seeing all the aspects of what's ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole nother topic to this. And that being, as we think about being an engaged person, there are so many people out there, and you may be listening to this right now saying, well, I am living with somebody. I don't want to necessarily get engaged, and I don't necessarily want to get married because it's broken and it doesn't work. And because of that, it's not worth it. So I'm just going to kind of try and live my life and figure out how to do this thing called relationship,
mm-hmm.
and not do this thing called marriage. And I want to point you to some scripture, Ephesians 4:32, when it comes to dealing in any relationship, whether you're living with someone. And we at Family Life would wholeheartedly endorse moving apart from each other and not living together, but cementing that relationship in marriage. Why? Because there's a foundational, fundamental need for us to be totally committed and know somebody's totally committed to me.
Right.
But that includes this concept of forgiveness. And so I just want to help you understand how to do that, even in every and any relationship. Ephesians 4:32, and be you kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for the sake of Christ, hath forgiven you. Mm-hmm. And also Colossians 3:12-13, put on as the elect or called of God, holy and beloved, tender mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If you have any quarrel against any other, even as Christ forgive you, so you should also do for the other. That's Colossians 3. So this idea, whether you're going to engage, not in relationship, this is key, forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. And two people who are going to get married, two people, they have to be believers in Jesus Christ. There has to be that solid foundation. We might have mentioned before, there has to be just one set of blueprints to build a house, not two, because mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of confusion if you have two builders. Okay,
yeah.
They have to be agreed on this. In fact, Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they are agreed? So you have to have that one architect. In fact, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it, from Psalm 127, verse 1. So there has to be that rock of Jesus Christ, and also the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit to have that power that Christ gave us when we accepted Christ as Savior, to be able to love one another, forgive one another, and do the fruits of the Spirit, as we've mentioned before. So, PM, when we don't forgive our spouses for their offenses toward us, what happens if we don't forgive?
Well, it actually just destroys the relationship, and it can destroy you. A root of bitterness can grow up within us, and Hebrews 12:14-15 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and by it many be defiled. So many divorces result from a bitter, unforgiving spirit.
You all out here listening need to understand that we all don't forgive necessarily as well as we could, because we're human.
Sure,
all
right.
Of us make mistakes.
Right.
And so I want you to know that we're in this with you. We're in this journey of how do we live life well with you listeners out there.
Yeah.
And we don't do it perfectly. We try. We fall. Right. We stumble. We need to be professional forgivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not amateurs. Mm-hmm. We need to be, think of it as a professional baseball or football player. They work themselves like crazy to be the best they can possibly be.
Yeah,
we need
absolutely.
To do this when it comes to forgiveness.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about last week about Matthew 18:21-35, which Christ gives the story about a servant who would not forgive a fellow servant the debt that he owed, and yet the master forgave this one servant a huge debt, and yet the other servant would not forgive the other servant a small debt. And how angry the householder, the ruler was, how God is angry when we don't forgive one another. So we have to see from his vantage point that forgiveness is an important key, and that comes from being filled with the control of the Holy Spirit to help us love one another and forgive one another, as Christ has forgiven us too as well. So there's a quote that C.S. Lewis gave, and to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable, because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you.
Yes.
And that can't happen unless we're filled with the Holy Spirit. So because two sinners are being joined together in marriage, learn to forgive one another as God has forgiven us is critical. There's nothing like the oil of forgiveness.
Mm. Mm. Thanks for that reminder, Tim, and the fact that forgiveness practiced before marriage will be the carryover into a solid, healthy marriage and will bring about the blessings of God.
Good thought.
Hey, folks, we'd love for you to join us using another resource or tool that Family Life provides. It's called The Weekend to Remember, a 2.5-day getaway, coming to Cranberry Township at the Pittsburgh Marriott North, September 23rd through 25th. And this is a time to invest in your marriage, or as a pre-married, come and get some tools and advice and biblical teaching that will help you go the distance in your marriage. WeekendToRemember.com in order to sign up to attend. And when you do so, use group code WEEKENDTOGETHER and you'll save $100 off the price of a couple. And I think we're expecting about 650 folks. So come be a part of that.
And you all need to know that we have some really gifted speakers, usually two couples that come and talk. And as Catherine said, over 600 people will be there. So you won't be by yourself. Mm-hmm. And at the weekend, we're not telling you or asking you to air your dirty laundry with all the couples around you. So we have lots of different exercises, though, that you will be able to do and spend time on the side, just you and your spouse. You're not going to be sharing with anybody else, but you're going to be back in a ballroom with 600 plus people. And we've got some really gifted speakers that have some great topics to talk about. We talk about conflict in marriage and communication. And we also, in the first night, talk about the five threats to oneness. We try to disarm people on Friday and help them get away from the stresses of the week, but also just to laugh and have a good time, but also some very serious things like those five threats. So it's a great time to get away and come together.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. We've thought about this as a team here, that the average cost of a wedding today is about $28,000, $35,000 if you include an engagement ring.
So don't buy an engagement ring is what you're saying.
No. you know, and one of the things about the weekend to remember is this is an event that pays a lifetime of dividends. So much money is spent on the wedding, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but so much money is spent on the wedding, that's a one-day event. Investing in the future is always a wise investment.
Yeah, a lifetime.
Way to go. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say the conference that we can remember is worth 4 to 6 months of counseling. So there's a lot of great material that's involved with that. So
absolutely,
we're hoping that many of you will be able to come and join us for the Weekend to Remember. And again, pastors can go free. So just look up weekendremember.com and you'll see how the instructions are there for pastors and their spouses to be able to come and receive a scholarship to be there. We hope also that you'll be able to look up some of our other Family Life resources on our Family Life app. Be sure to download that app and also to go on familylife.com. There are so many materials there, videos, podcasts, things for blended families. In fact, Family Life Blended has, with Ron Deal, the director, has so much to offer as far as resources for blended families too as well. And also topics, of course, with Weekend Remember, but also with the familylife.com website on engaged couples and getting prepared for marriage. So thank you so much for joining us tonight for our broadcast. And we hope to see you next Sunday night at the same time for another Help and Hope for Families. Mm-hmm.